Question from Mukund Prabhu. After the recent hanging of the terrorist Kasab, there is a discussion going on about the relevance of the death penalty. There are 110 countries in the world who have voted against the death penalty. What is the Krishna conscious perspective on death penalty? Answer. The death penalty or capital punishment is an essential deterrent measure to send a strong message to wrongdoers. In the Vedic culture, there is the understanding that ma himsayat sarvabhutani, that one should not commit violence to any living being. And this applies even to the extent of people following vegetarianism, wherein they don't want to commit violence even to non-human living beings, what to speak of human living beings. At the same time, it is also understood that all of us are accountable for our actions, and recognizing this accountability and integrating this system as accountability into our socio-political system of justice is important for the maintenance of law and order in society. That means, first of all, justice has to be done, and justice has to be seen to be done. So, justice, in one sense we can say, by the law of karma, justice will always happen. So if a person is a murderer, that person will be appropriately penalized. That is true. At the same time, justice should not just be done, it has to be seen to be done. That means if a person is a wrongdoer, then when people actually see that wrongdoers are punished, and they are severely punished depending on the severity of their wrongdoings, then that has a deterrent effect. Deterrent effect means that others feel apprehensive, fearful, hesitant about committing similar wrongdoings. So, at one level the soul is eternal and the soul cannot be killed. At the same time, the soul becomes increasingly bound in material entanglement by the wrongdoings that a person does. And every person is accountable for the actions that are done by that person. So actually speaking, if a person is supposed to be punished with the death punishment for certain wrongdoings that that person has done, then if that person is not punished, we could say that eventually that person will be punished, either in the next life or at the end of life or wherever, in another realm like hell or whatever. But the important point is that others, the general society, will not be able to see that punishment happening. And if that person continues to live on unharmed, people will start thinking that we can also get away with crime. And in general, this will encourage criminality. So in fact, it is said that if a person is supposed to be killed for a wrongdoing, and such a person is not killed by the king or the ruling head, then that person also becomes culpable. That person also gets a percentage of the karmic reaction for having not administered the law, rule of law effectively. So from the Vedic perspective, capital punishment is absolutely essential. We see several places in the Ramayana, for example, when Vali is killed by Lord Ram, Lord Ram tells him that you, while being in the presence, while your younger brother was alive, you abducted his wife and you lived with her as if she were your wife. So for younger for older brother, the younger brother is like the son, and the younger brother's daughter is like, younger brother's wife is like the daughter. So what you have done is tantamount to incest, and that deserves to be punished with death. So, like that, there are several instances where that punishment is given. Now, in the modern times, there are certain reasons which are given why the death punishment should not be given. So, to some extent, there is the influence of the Buddhistic ethos, which says that we cannot kill life because we cannot create life. That is true. And that certainly applies for not killing animals for the sake of consumption. But if we take this to an extreme of non-violence, then we become devotees, even fanatical devotees of non-violence. Then if we don't resort to arms where that's essential, then naturally criminals get a free hand to do wrongdoings. In one sense, we could say that the whole battle of Kurukshetra was fought so as to impose capital punishment on the wrongdoers. So certainly capital punishment is an integral part, but we will also see that before the Kurukshetra war, everything was done. All possible efforts were taken to try to avoid the war. So therefore, it is not that capital punishment is a punishment to be imposed lightly. And that is one of the concerns among people today, that they feel that wrong people, the people who are not meant to be punished, may get punished, and therefore, thereby, people who are innocent, they will be killed unnecessarily. And this is a danger that is there in the implementation of any law. At the same time, Manu Samhita does very clearly say that when a king kills a punishment, a wrongdoer who deserves to be killed, and that person becomes freed from the sinful reaction to that particular activity, and then depending on the piety of that person will get an according destination. Now, the idea that those who are not wrongdoers should not be wrongly penalized is a valid concern, and therefore we need effective systems of justice by which the wrongdoing is proved beyond reasonable doubt, and then after it is proved, the person should be killed. In fact, there is also the fear that sometimes people who are poorer, who are less economically privileged, they may not be able to hire proper lawyers. And if they're not able to hire proper lawyers, then they may get penalized. And this could have happened. And even if it has happened, that indicates a problem in the legal system at large. And just removing execution or capital punishment from this system of law and order and punishment is not going to remove the blemishes of the legal system. Now, some people argue that going through all the legal procedures by which a person's crime for capital punishment will be ascertained and then that person will be killed, that involves a far greater expenditure than keeping the person in life imprisonment without parole. But the fact is that this sort of surveys have been done only by people who are against the punishment of death penalty. Now, objectively speaking, the trials, no matter how rigorous they have to be to prove the culpability of a wrongdoer, once they are done, they are one time. And then after that, if the person is proven wrong, then that person is killed. In general, law enforcement agencies feel much more heartened, much more reassured when they see that a wrongdoer is killed. Because if a wrongdoer is to be kept in a prison lifelong, then it quite often happens that the prisoner may, depending on the power and influence, may flee away from the prison and again become a headache for the prison, for the law enforcement agencies. Even if that doesn't happen, just keeping the person in prison in a high security jail may itself involve huge amount of expenditures. So essentially, that person has killed several people in society, and then the relatives of that person who has been killed, they are among the taxpayers for the government. So the murdered person's relatives' taxes are used to maintain the prisoner in the prison. That is atrocious cruelty, that a person who should be punished, he is being maintained by the taxpayers' money. So the actually speaking, from the depending on how long the person will live and what level of criminal the person is, the level of security needed and the expenditure involved will be much, much more. So overall, the cautions against capital punishment need to be recognized, in the sense that people who are not criminals and people who are economically unprivileged should not be unduly penalized. At the same time, by penalizing those who deserve capital punishment, we ensure firstly that from the socio-cultural legal point of view, there is a strong deterrent effect by which other criminals are deterred from committing similar crimes. Secondly, there is a relief from the work of the law enforcement agencies, who do not have to maintain ongoing security. From the long-term point of view, there is lesser expenditure. From the philosophical point of view, from the karmic point of view, the earlier a person becomes freed from the karmic taint by getting the appropriate punishment, then to that extent the person can go ahead in the forward journey quickly, uninhibited. So capital punishment for specific crimes should be enforced. That is the Vedic perspective. Thank you.